You are drunk.
Start the recording. Timmy forgot how to count before we recorded.
I didn't forget.
It was a bit, guys. It was a bit. I'm sorry.
I'm just wrong.
It's a bit. I'm not drunk.
We go to you for all the math.
So, holiday came up recently, very close and near and dear to my heart. May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you guys.
I think it's safe to say that everyone at this table is a huge Star Wars fan.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I have my tattoo, and I got the on the back of my wife's car. We have she's a Toyota, and so there's a sticker that says "Toy Yoda," and it's the Toyota symbol with green little Yoda.
I do like your little Toyota logo. Yeah.
Whenever I'm like in Annapolis or something like that, there's always a person that either comments on it or like takes a picture of it, and I'm just like, yeah, dude.
I think we'll have the Kenobi series coming out later this month or something like that. Hopefully it's a lot better than the Boba Fett series.
Well, I heard like a weird thing, like after Solo didn't do that good, I thought they canceled it. Literally him mentioning it today, I thought it was just canceled.
That was like a long time ago, like 5 years ago.
Well, I haven't heard anything about it.
I liked Solo. It wasn't like the greatest, but I thought it was fine.
It was fine.
I thought the guy that got to play Han did a good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Donald Glover was amazing as Lando.
As he always is.
Well, I mean, he's amazing at everything he does.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether a movie's good or not, it just didn't make money.
Yeah.
That was the issue.
I heard a weird thing when that movie was coming out that whenever they release a movie, they always like put like the actors or actresses that are starring it as like hashtags, you know, to try to like, you know, get people who are looking for it. And apparently the guy that played Han Solo, his name was not in like the tags.
Oh no.
Yeah, so obviously what's her name? Amelia Clark. Yeah, she was in it. Donald Glover, obviously, like he was tagged in it. Yeah, they just didn't tag that guy.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah, it was like, but why?
Yeah, you don't even know his name, so it's like
I know. Sure. So, yeah. But yeah, no, I liked it too. It wasn't. I mean, it didn't hit on like certain parts, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought some of the casting was done really well.
And I thought it was cast fine. It was, production, it was fine. I think it was just like it was just weirdly shot. Like the final like three episodes were great. I liked those.
I mean, it just the pacing just seems very strange.
Yeah, Tim and I have had multiple conversations about this, and
are we talking about Solo or Boba Fett?
Boba Fett.
You just kind of switched
real quick. I was talking about Solo, but yeah.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about Solo, too.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Boba Fett.
Well, regardless, like...
Star Wars!
I just think that's been a serial problem with Disney Star Wars, is that the pacing of most of the movies just feels very strange.
I think
just something I've said about most of them.
This is what I think, all right? All of the Star Wars movies, they sought to recreate a classic tale of some kind, like themes that have existed since the beginning of storytelling. You know, 4, 5, and 6, we have the conflict between father and son. You know, 1, 2, and 3, we have the focus on Anakin, who was a nobody, but became a somebody. And there's like kind of relating to that in such a way. Solo, I feel like, even though, you know, a lot, it didn't make the most money, it told a different story. It told the story of like an outcast finding his way, which in a sense is like, is similar to 1, 2, and 3, but it's different because, you know, Solo ended up taking a different path and got betrayed instead of, whereas, you know, in Anakin's case, he became the betrayer. Talking about like those Star Wars movies creating like, you know, mimicking like really powerful storytelling, when it comes to those dang sequel movies, they didn't tell new stories.
No, it was just a rehash.
It's just a rehash and fan service, and I feel like that is the crux. Like those movies, they're anti-Star Wars movies because they go against everything that Star Wars stands for, but they just had the Star Wars label slapped on them.
Yep.
For me, it felt like they had the Marvel problem of it doesn't matter how serious a situation you're in, they always end every conversation with a joke.
And like forced jokes.
Yeah.
Like, they're not good.
Yeah. Like the beauty of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you know, some of the peripheral movies, is that the humor came naturally from like the actors' interactions with each other. You know, it was dialogue that if you say seriously can sound serious, but like you take someone like Harrison Ford, you know, know, after you, princess, you know, that sort of stuff. Like, the way that he delivers it is so important. But when you have writers that are specifically trying to make funny moments, like, especially when, like an actor maybe wants to play the character more seriously, like, you're stifling the actor's creativity. Like you said, you're shoehorning in jokes that really don't make sense given the context. Mm-hmm. It's just...
Also, and I don't want to hammer this too hard, but it's like, when you introduce legacy characters and then you just immediately shit on them, it's like, who are you trying to appeal to?
Yeah.
Because you're not appealing to fans of the series.
Yeah. Like, take, I mean, Han Solo, for example. The whole point of 4, 5, and 6 was his development as a person of gaining, like, you know, turning away from his life of smuggling and becoming a hero.
Well, off screen, all of that got, he forgot about it.
I know. It's just, you just come back to him and suddenly he's like a coward and a broken man. And it's like, we didn't want to come to the movies to see a coward and a broken man.
Yeah. Speaking of coward and a broken man, Luke, the most powerful Jedi in the universe.
Yep. Jake Skywalker. Have you heard that?
What?
Oh, gosh. So Mark Hamill was interviewed, and people were just asking him about this new take on Luke. And he's just like, I don't play him like he's Luke because he isn't Luke. He might as well be Jake Skywalker.
Wow.
Yeah, Mark Hamill didn't even believe in him.
Wow.
Yeah.
There are interesting things that I picked up with my encyclopedia of Star Wars lore that I was able to pick up in the movie. There's one specific one that I really enjoy because they leaned into it, but they didn't explain it. So it's cool for me in that. So when spoilers, when Kylo kills Snoke, that sets him off. And it goes back to the old Sith code, the code of two, in that there should always be a master and there should always be an apprentice. Mm. The reason for it is because it allows the master to pass on what he has learned, and still be able to work where he can't anymore because the dark side is literally destroying his body. So it allows him to pass that on. The apprentice is able to, the apprentice learns how to focus all of that rage and learn from the master, and he's able to get better with that. So the reason why he went completely apeshit in the movie multiple times was because that code of two was broken. And that's really cool because I know that.
They don't really explain.
It's not explained, and that's such a fucking cool thing.
Then they explored the whole third episode, the whole third movie, just the stupid quest for a dumb dagger that was carved out to be the wreckage.
Yeah, it's literally
the Death Star. It's what are we doing here?
Literally an MMO quest. But by the way, hats off to Adam Driver because he acted his ass off in a script that was really just not great.
Yeah, I mean this movie's definitely suffered from like divided vision, like changing directors midway through from Rian Johnson.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah,
and shit, whatever his name is, but like Adam Driver, like Kylo and Ren were like, I mean Kylo right. and Rey were like awesome characters and great to watch, and their chemistry was absolutely awesome, and like. You know, as much of those movies could have done better, their chemistry and their like performance as like, two sides of the coin, is like what makes those movies worth it for me.
Yeah, I hear that.
Because like, I mean, there's so much disappointment in these movies. I like to focus on the things that I did really enjoy.
Yeah,
and that's Kylo Ren and Rey, and their chemistry was awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Finn should have been a lot better.
Yeah,
we all wanted Finn to be better. He was amazing in the first movie.
But do you know?
I was so excited when I saw like the screen cap or whatever part of the trailer was where he like picks up the lightsaber and he like turns it on and like the atmospheric snow that's going on and the blue glowing on his face, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait to see how they were going to take this ex-stormtrooper and turn him into a fucking Jedi. And I was so stoked for it. I was like, that's the story that I want.
Yeah.
I want to see a guy that killed people for a living being forced to kill people by the Empire, seeing what he's done wrong, turning completely over, finding out he's force sensitive. I wanted that whole thing.
Here's the twist, Jake. Here's the hard twist. He's comedy relief.
Yeah,
it's so sad.
That's what they made him into, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And the director's like, let's see, could make him into a Jedi, or he could scream Rey for three movies.
Yeah,
yeah. Essentially,
it's like.
The most disappointment I felt is there are documents, or somebody who worked at Disney came out and was like, so the very last battle with Palpatine, what, who was the director? I can't remember.
And that one? I don't know.
That one went back to...
J.J.
Abrams, thank you.
He wanted to do a big lightsaber battle with Rey, Kylo, and Palpatine. Palpatine wielding a dual-bladed lightsaber because he wanted to do it like the Duel of Fates.
Oh.
The first. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He wanted that, but the high-ups at Disney were like, no.
He's just going to lightning bolt them to death.
Yeah. It's like the Duel of Fate, like, say what you will about the prequels. The lightsaber battle in the first movie is the best lightsaber battle. And I will die on that hill.
Oh, my God.
It's like Darth Maul's the baddest motherfucker that's ever lived.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you want to do something that would tie it back in? Also, the Duel of the Fates is kind of what sets the tone. Like,
for the Qui-Gon dying. Yeah.
Qui-Gon dying made Anakin turn evil eventually because he didn't have a father figure.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what that means. So to tie that all back in the final battle, that would have been so good. But, you know, it's all corporate BS.
Hey, but then we got The Mandalorian, which is
The Mandalorian.
Perfect.
Yes. Because of
Dave Filoni and John Favreau.
Yep. Dave Filoni and John Favreau. Because they are students of George Lucas.
Students. Yeah. Respect.
Mandalorian, every episode is just like this self-contained, perfect, awesome story that fits the whole narrative.
Yeah.
And every character is like important and purposeful, and everything that happens is purposeful, and you love everything about it. And like when Quill dies in the last episode of season one, you're just like, damn it.
Yeah.
He was the best.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm also confused as well how those same people created the Boba Fett book, because it just was not even close to being
as good. It's because you haven't watched Clone Wars, let's be honest.
That's not it. It is a poorly organized show from a story craft standpoint. It is.
I mean, Boba Fett just kind of stands around for...
When you're the title character and nobody gives a shit about you,
yeah.
It's not a good story. They made Boba Fett into this neutered baby that nobody cared about, and he also didn't develop. They, like, forced the development on us, and then just dropped him.
No, but it's cool because there was the bounty hunter from the Clone Wars.
Cad Bane.
Yep, there was no actual arc for Boba Fett that happened organically. It was just like they gave us three episodes of him having fever dreams from his past, and then they like started the Mandalorian 2.5.
Yeah.
He didn't matter. And that's what it was. Sad.
It's so funny. You're like, oh, there's no development. Because the development happened in the past. That's why they had the flashbacks.
Yeah, but
then why aren't you showing that? Why isn't that the show? Why are you not showing the interesting part?
Because you are forced. You're forced to continue the narrative you started with The Mandalorian.
I'm saying the development wasn't organic.
I love this.
I'm saying the development wasn't organic to the story they were telling of the actual show in the present. They were just like, all right, here's Boba Fett. We're going to make him a new person now. All right, we can move on. We're never going to agree on this. We've argued about this before.
So,
Jake, how are you going to transition? Yeah. Segue.
Well, Mandalorian shows up and...
he's just a better Benson.
Was he from Numeria?
No, guys, this is going to be a Star Wars saga.
Din Djarin's basically wearing mithril full plate.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
That's cool.
You know, I didn't really say anything, but I'm like, yeah. Star Wars is okay.
How dare you? Take that back, Mark! Because like I said, I did enjoy the end of Boba Fett. I just didn't enjoy the beginning.
Fair enough.
It's like, I watch it.
So Pathfinder, guys.
Kelly doesn't know who Cad Bane is. He's trying to waltz up in here.
I know
here.
Who Cad Bane is.
Who is he, Kelly?
He's Boba Fett's mentor.
No spoilers!
Ah, whatever.
We're not belaboring this any further.
Timmy, sit too close to him. He will strike.
Well, the jungle here in the Mwangi probably reminds you of the jungles of Naboo. Except Naboo doesn't necessarily have these creatures that started to descend upon you in the fetid swamp that you are walking through to get to the next dragon pillar. So I pulled that one in.
That's good.
Very good. That's probably a top 10 transition, if I'm honest.
I know, I was comparing it to like they're like little angry Ewoks, I guess.
Except giant.
In fact, I didn't mention this, but they are large.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
And there are three of them. Let me take you over the map. So there are vines hanging within the way, across these trees that they are traversing. And while they do look like sloths with their long gangly arms that sort of reach their feet, their stubby feet, they are much faster than a sloth would be, and much angrier. I don't know if you've ever seen like the picture of like a wet sloth, but like the fur is all like matted and weird, and just fangs actually show and stuff like that. That's kind of what I see these things as. So
these things are like sloths on coke.
there was a YouTube channel that was called like Actual Animal Facts or something. And they did one on the sloth, and then it would—you know how like there's the two-toed and the three-toed sloth and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, like those claws that they have are actually like really sharp, mm-hmm. and like one of my favorite lines was like, the sloths would be one of the most deadly predators the world has ever had if the world would just slow the fuck down.
Yeah. I like the one of the facts too is that they can accidentally kill themselves because they'll grab onto their own arm.
Yep.
Thinking it's a branch and just plummet. I'm like, oh,
they're dumb. Yeah,
they're all sloths. I'll talk about sloths all day.
We've already talked about Star Wars all day, so we might as well talk about sloths.
Why not?
So there's the great metaverse of Star Wars, but sloths.
Sloths will also have a green tint to their fur because fungus and moss will grow on them.
And if you touch them, you pretty much have to wash your hands.
Only if they follow the way of the light side of the force. if they follow the dark side, they have a reddish tint.
Anyway, I need you all to roll initiative.
Okay. Can Benson scream out a battle cry and roll with intimidation?
You did see these things coming, so
hey, yeah. Let's go.
Like, because I believe I rolled. As what was the perception for that? Because like I thought I rolled like a 30.
The Benson also told you.
I know, but like usually.
What was your what is it called, exploration mode? What were you doing during exploration? Because that's usually
he's
probably doing a Fortnite dance.
I was flossing.
All right, so roll performance then. I imagine you were stealthing. So go ahead and roll stealth.
Yeah, because
I will add you all to the initiative.
Thank you.
I did very well for myself.
I did acceptable.
Okay. I also want to talk about this. So usually I would have them all go on the same initiative, but with Foundry, I can roll initiatives separately.
Nice.
So it'll be broken up a little bit.
Nice.
Adelar, what did you get?
19.
19. Benson, what'd you get?
36.
Lord.
What?
Rolled a 19, and I'm rolling with intimidation. That's plus 17.
Gosh. Okay, all right. I was like, there's no fucking way, John.
That's not possible.
Yeah, the numbers don't make sense, man.
Not scientifically possible.
Elk.
22. Low roll.
Kezra.
25.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh.
Know,
wow, that's the one?
It's the one.
That's the one good roll?
Sloths. Who would have known?
You just had to
beat
sloths!
You just had to go against the slowest thing.
I just had to go before sloths.
I think it's more impressive that he went in front of me.
Yeah. Kezra is, for the first time in his life, I think, in before
initiative. Second. At the top of the
second.
Initiative
second.
Order.
Second.
Top-ish.
Me being able to use intimidation as the opener, it's kind of absurd.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, one of your... The center sloth has to make a... Do I get to intimidate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Free action.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, battle cry.
Oh, wait. So does that mean you have to beat what I rolled?
I mean, I would say so. I would say, why would it be two rolls?
So I probably just...
He's summoning.
So likely I just critically succeeded on that one, too.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Because his stealth initiative is his stealth. So, yeah. I mean, if he nails his stealth initiative, you know, he's hidden at the beginning of
combat. We'll just say I... centered it on this guy. Wait, I mean, I pick one, right?
Yeah.
Center guy.
Pick one and do it. All right, so I need to make a will save.
Yeah. Or it could be all three, you don't know. Could be.
Sloth.
Could be. To be natural one.
That surprisingly doesn't beat a 36.
No, because I got a total of 11.
Is there a crit failure thing on that?
Frightened 2.
Frightened 2. Wow.
Basically negative 2 on everything.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I don't know why I just started doing that. I should have been doing that this entire time.
Yep.
It's just because I'm dumb.
All right, let me throw Frightened 2 onto this guy, and then we will get into initiative.
Like, oh, I don't want to mess around with the armored man.
yelled at me. Up at one.
Why are you yelling, man?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Out. Benson, it's your turn.
Shocking.
You see this thing as it was climbing down and you screamed at it. It was kind of like, ugh.
Okay, so it's still in the tree?
It is still in the tree. They're about 20 feet up.
Okay. 20 feet up. I don't even know if I want to get in the water. Like, how deep does this water look?
Water is, so in any spot that there's water is difficult terrain.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically all I'm going to be able to do is just say, just going to look to the group, free action, you know, time for a fight. As he his sword's out.
Yeah, your sword.
Yeah.
Five.
It would be silly if you guys didn't have your weapons out walking through here.
Look at those giant sloths. Oh, you think they're angry? Five.
They look pissed off.
Are they all on the ground or are they still in the trees?
They're still in the trees. They're 20 feet up.
I will use my second move to move onto this little piece of land, and then I will raise my shield.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. That is that. Which means it comes to Kezra.
Burning dive.
I have to land in the tree. I have to land on ground, so I don't know if I can actually do burning dive on them.
At the base of the tree, make it fall.
Pick up the tree.
I'm going to do something fun. Kezra sticks out his hand, and a massive gust of wind erupts from his hand as he does a gust of wind on this one.
Okay, the one in the middle.
Yes, it has to roll a fortitude save.
Knock it out of the tree.
24.
Fail.
Wow.
Boom.
Okay.
I did not expect that to fail. I was looking at Kelly like, this is a dumb idea.
All right, so with a failure, it is knocked prone. If it was flying, it suffers the effects of a critical failure instead. It's in the air. Because it's falling out of the tree now.
So
the critical effect is the creature is pushed 30 feet away from me, and it takes 2d6 bludgeoning damage plus the falling damage.
Wow.
Okay, time out. This is called Gust of Wind.
Gust of Wind. Strong Gust of Wind.
Yeah, that's a force push.
So it's going to take 10 damage from falling, because it's half the distance it was up.
Okay.
So 20 feet, all 10 right. damage. And I'm going to roll some...
Kelly was knocking
my glasses around.
Really nice glass with good whiskey in it.
And it takes 4 bludgeoning damage. I rolled like crap. But it also is launched 30 feet backwards.
Yeah.
Out of the tree and into the water.
Wow.
Let me get the ruler for this. Jesus Christ. Oh, 30 feet.
All the way back there.
Right back that way.
All right.
That was fun.
Adalar sees this happen, and he looks over at Kezra and he's like, the force is strong with this one.
I have you now.
Guys, please make more Star Wars references.
Let's keep talking about Star Wars.
Please, I will. I'll do it.
I killed them. The women.
I've had some more Star Wars debates. And Kezra's last action, he'll just move up to
Ben. What if halfway through this, I stop talking about Star Wars and start talking about Jurassic Park?
Like, I thought he would have used Force Lightning, but...
Why didn't they lightsaber the raptors? I don't get it.
This creature is going to... So he's knocked prone, so the one in the middle is going first here. So he's knocked prone, right?
Yep.
Okay.
He was frightened.
Action to stand up.
That spell is actually so good.
Like I said... vines and stuff are covered everywhere, so he's going to start climbing up again to get above. So he's got a climb speed of 20 feet. So he's going to climb up 20 feet, and then he's going to 5, 10, 15, 20. So he is now 20 feet in the air and moves 20 feet back west towards you guys.
I bet these things' land speed is absolute dog shit. I bet you they're only a threat when they're on above ground, climbing.
Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood is going to take a look at this one, the one that's frightened.
Okay.
And hunt prey on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
And he is going to take a two-action
Hunter's aim to give himself a plus two, as well as ignores concealment if there is any.
Okay.
So go here.
Shooting through a tree, so probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the real question is, did Elkwood shoot first?
No. Stop it, John.
He asked for this. I'm giving it to him.
For Star Wars, I'll start yelling at Tim again.
What do you think I want?
Yeah, we're really trying to egg you on.
So that, unfortunately, was a natural one.
Oh,
the crit card!
Oh, my goodness. Wow, we haven't pulled a crit card in a few episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I've rolled like shit, but I've been able to.
Should I use a hero point?
I always like the beginnings of combats when we don't know how dangerous the creatures are yet.
Yeah.
A natural one still health.
No.
Bad alignment. You take a minus two circumstance penalty to attacks using this weapon until the end of your next turn.
Oh, okay, that's not that's bad, but you know.
You would negate it with your two actions.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's not terrible.
Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever.
Unfortunate.
Misses horribly. Oh, damn it. Vamir, stay back for a moment. And he's just going to have Vamir get behind him.
Okay. Alright. It is the bottom. Oh, wait, no, is it the. Which one is this? Okay, so it is the bottom giant sloth's turn. By the way, this thing has seven names. You just haven't done anything. It doesn't knowledge is on them yet. 5, 10, 15, 20. He moves over. He moves west 20 feet, and he is. So he's sort of. They're sort of climbing around the vines up mm-hmm. above you guys. And he is going to... He's going to do something called attack from above. If this creature is positioned above a target, usually by using its climb speed, it can make a claw strike with its reach increased to 15 feet. So it goes 5 feet down. To get you within.
Oh my god, feet. Guys! It's over. He has the high ground.
Jesus,
you cannot win.
So it is going to reach out with its massive claws and take a strike at you, there, Kezra.
Mm-hmm. I've got tons of these ready. just wait.
That is a 31 to hit.
Hit.
Okay.
It's too far away. I can't retribute strike that damage.
You take 19 points of damage.
Oh, shoot. That's a chunky amount of damage.
Yeah.
And if it hits, so it deals additional damage from the attack from above. And if it hits, the creature grabs the target and pulls it into a space adjacent to itself.
Whoop.
Pulls you right in.
Am I in the air?
Yes, you were sort of dangling there.
Aerial space?
Yeah.
I always forget the grabbed rule. Does grabbed require an action?
I don't believe this one does. Because it says that this is its two action ability called attack from above, and it just says if it hits, the creature grabs the target and pulls it. Grabs is capitalized though. So
Tim, what was the rule on grab? Is the rule that you just have to spend an action to maintain a grab from a grabbed attack? But the actual attack that has grabbed ability grabs you automatically?
Yeah, I think that's what we said.
Yeah, it's like plus grab, right?
But like next round, it has to still spend an action to continue.
That
to
is
grab.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That is
correct.
But it like gets it for free, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So this thing strides over and gets a little bit lower within the vines, and then it stabs Kezra in the chest and pulls him up into the air.
Okay. That sucks.
Kikotos. The top one.
Should have done something more dangerous than gust of wind. I just liked what it would
hey,
do.
Hey, you can still burning dive.
This one is going to go up directly next to Benson. So the top one now goes down, now goes to attack Benson with the mm-hmm. same ability. With a... Chrome's freezing. Okay. All right. Mm. Hold on.
The archives must be incomplete.
David. John.
That's actually really good.
Warning you.
Don't promise me a good time, Kelly.
Promise you I love Star Wars, but I also love arguing about Star Wars. is an imperfect child.
The creature reaches down to attack you, Benson, for a 33.
Oh. Yep, that'll hit.
Oh, come on.
All right. So, let me get some damage.
Oh, man, we didn't get the buff pony you on the way in here.
I know. Yeah, I was wondering that.
I mean, we got sprung upon
by giant sloths.
And
it was instant.
You take 18 points of slashing damage.
Okay, I can live with that.
Yep. And you are pulled into it. So you are now dangling from under it.
Okay.
You have resistance to slashing, right?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. Let's get a little bit of
you said 18?
18.
Okay.
Damn.
Adalar, half of your party is dangling from these vines, from the vines above you, with giant claws in their chest.
I know.
Well, what do you want
to
do?
Well, it's time to go back to Akerville and amongst the elves.
We need help.
Kezra's actually in trouble. These things are doing a little good amount of damage.
Oh, like he's looking pretty bloodied.
I mean, he did 19 damage to me without a crit, which is that's chunky damage, and I'm grabbed. I'm in the air, and I'm a spellcaster with no AC, and I'm grabbed, which is less AC.
Right now, Tim's like, I want to do something.
I know,
really
I don't
cool
want to. I just
you can think
heal
about doing something cool, but you're the healer.
as Kelly was explaining all the problems with himself, I just imagine like a PowerPoint presentation.
See all these cool damaging divine spells? You shouldn't prepare them. Well, you need to heal and buff.
Remember, Tim, Kezra's your weapon. You must protect Kezra with your life.
You can do whatever you want.
He got it.
Yes! Is it a Smiling Ponies or whatever?
No, that's Star Wars. Lightsaber.
Weapon. Okay. Well, yeah. You said he's dangling 5 feet from the ground, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So if I was right next to him, he could potentially touch me.
Yeah. He would flail about.
To touch me.
I have vital beacon on, so.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
If when I move close to you and you do not touch me and you end up dying, that's on you.
Oh. Wow, passive aggressive healer.
No, my favorite thing
you
ever.
You guys, you're my friend.
My favorite thing ever is just really spiteful Adler.
All right, so I'm
fine.
I burn my my domain spell agile feet so I can Scooby Doo on over it to Kezra without ignoring the difficult terrain.
Okay,
and
wouldn't you want to get behind him just so he's you're not
right? Nah, he can grab me. It's
no,
fine.
No, I meant like so you don't get attacked by the giant.
It's slime. Fine.
Okay.
Because I don't know if he's going to move Kezra away. I want to make sure that there's some like buffer for him to, you know, touch me if he needs to. Oh, no, actually Kezra's going first, so you're right. I will just be behind him.
Okay.
That is the correct move and action to do. And I'd be like, Kezra, if you need help, just reach out and touch me.
With your leg. Just kick me.
Just kick me.
My neck.
He's just twitching in the thing's arms, like dying.
And then so that's one action. And then with my next two actions, I focus my energies on this terrible beast in front of me. And Adalar, his face kind of contorts a little bit. And he says, your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side. And he releases this inky black ray at this sloth.
For the listeners, a duel has just been enacted. And if Tim thinks he can face me in single combat...
Someone would say, a duel of fates. I'll get my jobs in.
29 to hit.
May the fourth, everybody. May the fourth be with you.
God, we're nerds.
That will hit.
All right, make me a fortitude save.
Gladly. This creature got a 33 for that fortitude saving throw.
It is enfeebled 1.
All right. Enfeebled 1. Okay. Good to know. After that, it comes to Benson.
Okay, so this guy's all up on me trying to sell me a death stick, and I just want to go home and rethink my life.
I hate this. I hate John.
It's getting later, everybody. We're getting... There's just more shitposting coming out of our mouth.
This is the last millennial bullshit here.
And he brought it in with the last step. Oh, I killed Tim.
Mark is just face palming so hard.
This is peak comedy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Benson, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
I'll try to break out.
Okay, you're gonna try to break out.
Yeah, is this strength check?
Athletics.
Yep.
Athletics, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you're good. You're fine.
Oh, with an 8 on the die, not likely. Let me find that. Athletics?
I think it just has to beat their AC, right? Or their fortitude.
Fortitude DC.
Yep.
22.
Fail.
Okay, I'll swing.
All right.
You have to use a DC 5 flat check to use that action.
And it's a minus 5 to hit.
It's a minus 5 to hit?
It's a second. It's multiple attack
matches. Oh, yeah.
But that was just to see if I could swing.
Yeah, so natural one on the flat check.
So. Oh, yeah. So he can't swing. Well, you just lose the action.
Yeah.
Right. You raise your shield.
Okay, so for people who can't listen, I just gave Kelly the fuck you look.
Do what you do best over there, paladin.
Oh, jeez. You can't, like, lay on hands yourself or something.
I don't need to lay on hands myself.
Oh, that's
not,
right.
Not yet, I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
but okay. But it's just like, let's fucking swing. No.
All right.
I've got a reaction. I can raise my shield.
Okay.
All right.
Kezra.
Kezra is going to attempt his DC 5 to do a spell.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Good.
He's going to cast Stone Skin on himself.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, thank God. And with his last action, he will cast Shield.
Okay. Yeah,
that's like that bulk up, like.
I need to survive this round.
Yeah. All right.
I'm pretty sure Adelar finds your lack of faith disappointing.
Hopefully this thing doesn't drag me up into a tree.
I think it's going to. It is the creature's turn that Kezra blew away with a gust of wind earlier, so he's finally getting back into it. Crawling around. 15,
20, 25. Oh, no, they're
going to
rip him apart.
As long as it's Benson getting ripped apart.
He is in between Benson and Kezra.
He has a choice to make.
He does have a choice to make. He can't do his two action thing, though. So he is unable to actually reach down and swing at you. Okay. Okay, so he can't do the two action, in which case he will just go down and try to swing at... You know what? I'm going to make it a die roll.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make it a die roll.
No.
I think Benton's lost every die roll when it came down to a random attack.
So yeah.
All right. My favor.
All right, so I'm going to do a d4. Who wants evens? Who wants odds?
I want evens.
But I want evens.
Too bad. Called dibs. Wall of dibs.
Okay, hey, wait.
Seth done deal on the absolutes.
The red... is the boy. The blue is his mother.
Still hate this episode.
The boy. Alright, D4 on Founder. That is a 1.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, best case scenario.
Alright. Strike out. It's a 29 to hit.
Oh, get that shit out of here.
Alright.
I used my reaction to raise my shield and do that.
Oh, okay.
Your shield was already raised.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you attacked.
Are you still grabbed?
Yes. Yeah.
You're flat-footed then. Minus 2 to your AC.
Yeah, but then 2 from the shield. Well,
so what's your total?
That means it then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
that's good call, but that's unfortunate.
Okay. Then that is 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Still slashing, chipping away. Yeah, you see, you still get your.
What was the damage again?
14 points of slashing damage. And then it comes to Elkwood.
All right. Elkwood, he's just going to do a two action again and go for it. Oh, 17 on die on that. So that would be a plus. Be 17. Yeah, 17 plus 17.
And then minus 2 for the crit.
Well, that's negating it because I was doing a two action anyway. It just negates itself.
Okay, so what's the total?
That should be a 34.
That is a critical hit.
Nice.
Yeah, boy.
Yes. All right.
And tell me, which one was this on?
The frightened one.
Okay, the frightened one.
Yeah,
okay.
That one. So that would be 2D. Yeah. That's a 6 and a 4. And, max on the precision.
Nice.
So that's 8.
7, this center guy's just 18, been getting fucked
20.
Up.
So that actually is really good because I also get a plus 2 for that. So that would be 10, 18, 19, 20. So 40 points of damage.
Oh, nice. Oh my god.
What a beast.
And
good lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you get an extra D10 or anything for crit special?
Oh, deadly. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That would be an extra D10 for. Oh my god. Where's a D10? I don't use D10.
I think it's D10s often.
He has too many dice over there.
That'll be a 1 point of extra damage.
1 point. No.
Hey.
Yeah.
So 41.
But it's doubled, so 2.
No, no. That does
deadly by itself. That doesn't get it, but. Yeah. Okay.
And. Shit, he's probably going to regret this, but I guess he will have Vamir come over.
Okay.
With one action and strike out. That's a 7. So I don't think a 20. 19 hits.
19 does not hit.
Of course.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
It is the bottom sloth creature's turn. Please, someone just do a knowledge. It's got such a cool name. It's got such a cool name. I just want to say it. all right, it is that one's turn. It is going to.
Rip Kezra, new asshole.
It's going to take its fangs down.
My asshole's made of stone now.
Good point.
Stone hole.
It is going to use an ability called Drink Blood.
What? Ooh, of course.
Oh my.
So the creature sinks its teeth into the creature to drink its blood. If the victim is grabbed, this is automatic. Otherwise, the creature must succeed in an athletics check, blah, blah, blah. So the victim becomes drained 1.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah.
How much damage does it do?
Let me see.
I mean, don't you got to roll a hit?
No, no, it's, no because yeah, yeah, okay. That's the one caveat about this. So your drain, does it say damage? What is this?
Yeah, this is like a damage dealing effect.
It might just give you the.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay,
it just drains some blood. It doesn't hurt me.
Well, it gives you the status effect.
Drained.
Yeah, you're just drained. It doesn't say anything about that. I will pull it up in Archive of Nethus to see if Foundry just doesn't have it. But
so drained 1. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you're a drained 1.
That's not good.
No.
And
that messes your con up, right?
Mm-hmm. And then it is going to, along with that, is going to use its jaws. To try to bite into you as well. So Drink Blood was 1, so then it's going to use 2 actions here. First one. 30 to hit.
That'd be a crit.
Ooh, okay.
No, not a crit. I have shield on.
That's right.
Oh, there we go. Okay, all right, that's Poggers. Good. 11 points of piercing damage.
Ooh.
No damage as I break my shield and my stone skin takes the rest of the damage.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice,
okay.
Nice. That's good.
All right. And then second attack, the minus 5, 25.
Yep.
Okay.
How much?
Then you take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And then Kezra falls to the ground.
Yes.
Because you used all 3 actions and you didn't sustain the grab.
Yep.
Love it.
Sick.
It is now the north one that has Benson grabbed.
Oh, no.
This one is going to do... Has he taken any damage?
No, okay. This guy hasn't.
He has not. In which case, he is going to... he's also going to drink blood first.
Okay.
So, you are drained 1.
How do I put that on?
If you go to, so next to the actors tab, if you go to there, you should see conditions, and then you can click and drag it onto your character sheet. Mark, if you want to help him out while I get to the damage. So he is going to reach out and do a... he's going to use his jaw attack again as he's draining into you.
Okay.
First attack is a 25, which I'm pretty sure misses you.
Yes, it does.
All right. Second attack. Oh, wait. He's going to hold on to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you reminded me, Timmy. Thank you. I got to use that last action.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And Adalar, it is your turn.
All right.
Good game, Kezra.
And he smacks your booty for consensual. It's consensual.
It's always consensual. Kezra and Adalar.
One action heal.
Yep. One action heal, so...
40.
Oh, wait. I'm level... height in 4, so that is 40, 10.
4d10? Is that what you just said? Is that the word you just said?
I think that is the word that I speak.
You only have to heal 15 to get me to max. So.
Okay, well, I'll just roll this first 3d10 to see what I get.
Might not even
I'm not even going to try.
All right, I got 13.
You can roll another one. I mean, you have to roll. There
Six.
We go. All
right, yeah. Full health. And then...
Full drained health.
Yeah. How's Benson looking?
I mean, if you wanted to put it as, like, you know, a thing, you know, I'm like 85 of 106.
Not that
I'm
bad.
I'm looking like an 85.
I'm looking like an 85.
You know, most people do like 100% is sort of the standard.
I don't see that on the board of the smiley faces.
Yeah, like yeah.
The pain scale.
All right, so, let's see. Elkwood, which one have you been focus firing on?
The middle one.
Middle one.
Yeah, the middle one just got fucking wrecked.
All right, yeah, so I look at the middle one. Oh, I don't know if I want to use this one on that one, then.
You don't know how much life it has left.
Exactly, yeah.
You can do a knowledge.
Jake is like, please.
Do knowledge, please.
I'm sorry, my action economy is just too valuable to do.
I mean,
knowledge
he's knowledge nature. I think only Elkhead.
Oh, that's right. I'm not trained, so I wouldn't be able to identify it.
Yeah, Jake.
Jake's like, I just want to explain what these things are.
All right, so with Manic's two actions, I'm going to look at the one that has Benson grabbed.
Okay.
And I say, Abaddon will curse you for your infraction. And I need you to make me a fortitude save.
Okay. Alrighty. His 42 save is a 30.
All right, so that is boys.
Yeah,
that is a success. So that means for 1 minute, you will as long as you take the first time you take 10 piercing or slashing,
yep.
You will take the extra 2d6.
Okay. Alrighty.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Top of round 3, Benson, it's your turn.
All right. Well, I was looking to do some aggressive negotiations, but it turns out this is pod racing, so we're going to break this grapple.
Oh, my God.
Keep it on.
More than one quote in one.
Damn.
There are two of them.
Got to pull up my sheet again. Again, Tim, you don't step to me. Athletics. 24.
You're trying to get out of the grapple?
Yeah.
42 DC.
Just missed.
Are you kidding me?
Can't try that twice, right?
Yeah, it's just a multiple attack penalty.
Yep.
Yeah, so minus five. Just keep doing
minus
that.
Five. Classic minus five.
So you might as well just swing.
Yeah, I'm just going to swing.
You have to hit a flat. Are you still, you're still grabbing
you
so flat,
flat
five to do that.
Beat it.
Okay.
Damn it. 25
to hit.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hit.
Okay.
Yes!
Nice. All right, please do at least 10 damage.
8 on the first.
Please,
so,
yeah, he got it.
2 8s.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Oh,
so,
max.
So 24 points of damage.
Plus another 12.
Jeez. Woof. So 36 points of damage.
Nice. And as my last action, can I raise my shield when I'm grappled?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
There. Is that an interact action?
Now, do you? I think with. He made it already.
Yeah.
Is it sort of like
does it
concealment going? Or hidden? Like if you make it the first time? I don't have the rule in front of me.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel like if you make it the first time, you're good.
Well, let's roll a dice and see what happens.
Let's just say that you're able to raise it for now. If you made it, you hit the DC 5 already to interact. So I think you're fine. But Timmy, you can look it up right now.
Yep.
We'll move on to Kezra.
Kezra not grabbed anymore. Will move underneath the sloth and go onto the other side of him. So he's moved to the southern end of the combat, lining these sloths up in a perfect line. And he will cast a heightened lightning bolt.
Does that mean I have to make that check too?
No. They're big creatures.
No, I'm not going to. I mean,
it's holding me.
It's large, so I can aim it away from you.
Yeah.
I know. If only there were rules for creatures touching each other when lightning comes into effect.
So everybody rolls a reflex save.
Okay. So going top to bottom, 29 on the furthest one from you.
Regular pass.
Middle one got a 35.
Critical success.
Okay. And the bottom one directly in front of you got a 29 as well.
God. Damn. All right, so they take 14 damage on half.
Okay. That is halved already?
Yes, that is halved.
That's still a shitload of damage.
It's like transfer through, but yeah. Jeez, they are surprisingly good at reflex.
Yeah, reflex is their best.
So. That's weird. They're sloths. That's weird. Paizo, what the fuck are you doing?
Paizo.
Well, Jake's saying a recall knowledge because they're not sloths, I guess.
They're sloth bears.
Yeah, I said they were sloth-like, but
it was like the Avatar universe.
Yeah,
bear and sloth, bear sloth.
His bear. Wait, what?
Normal bear.
Yeah, don't you mean his platypus bear? No, just a regular bear.
That's weird.
All right, it is the middle creature's turn. Middle creature is going to use its attack from above on you, Adalar.
No, not poor sweet Adalar.
I need to get unstuck.
32 to hit.
It's not a crit, right?
It is a crit.
It is a crit.
Oh, no.
Tim, lie.
Just lie. Lie about your AC.
All right. Critical damage, 28 points of slashing damage.
Okay. And as he just gashed right across the chest, he's like, Abaddon, curse you! And he spits out some blood as he casts Blood Vendetta.
Uh-huh.
Make me a will save.
Well, the will isn't good. 13.
That's crit fail.
I imagine it is.
Oh my gosh.
Was that a nat 1 or something?
Oh my gosh.
It was low, yeah.
Oh man.
Jeez.
This is really good. All right, so until you stop bleeding, you have weakness 1 to piercing and slashing, so extra damage.
Oh, God.
And you will take double persistent bleed damage.
Let's just hope for some double sixes, am I right, guys? Or that's not bad.
So you take 12 points of bleed damage.
Okay.
Until you heal.
Until I heal, okay.
So go ahead and take that right now.
Yep, I took 12, yep.
Alrighty.
He's still up.
Alright, and that was a two-action thing from him, so he's going to use his third action to sink his jaws into you. For a 16.
A 16 to hit?
Yes.
Oh, that's a miss.
Yeah,
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a special request. Like, when this happens, like, in the actual show, can we extend that moan from Tim after, like, 25 seconds?
Yeah, sure. As I'm editing, I'll just... stretch it.
You need a sound clip of that. Yeah.
I want the audience to genuinely be confused.
Yeah. Elkwood, your turn.
You get your persistent save, too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
On the same turn, damn, I guess. Damn.
Because it happened.
You can't just tell me to a 10, so fail.
So next turn, you'll take 12 damage.
Yep.
Okay. So he's on to do another two action shots. Since the last one did so well.
Am I grabbed?
You are grabbed, okay. Yes.
Yep. So he will... Ooh. That would... an 8 on the die, but a plus 18, so... That'd be a 24 to hit.
24 does hit.
Okay. That's good enough. And you said as... weakness to piercing and stuff?
The middle one does, yes.
Okay, so the one I'm going after. Sweet. Ooh, boxcars.
Oh, God.
So that's... just 14 points of damage from an arrow.
Uh-huh.
Just striking by. And
did you add the plus one? Because of the weakness?
There you go.
So, minus one more.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, got it.
That could have been the one that killed it. You never know. He is then going to... Since I lose the precision damage on that shot, I feel like I just have to keep standing and shooting. Or I could do a knowledge check.
Do what you want. I don't care anymore.
I don't care. I know. We kind of
I'm reveling in how cool this creature is.
I'm already seeing all the abilities of it. Why do I need to care? Everyone else is dying around me. He's just going to line up with a Narshot. And
okay.
There we go again. Kelly, get another one out.
Another natty one.
Yep.
Oh, no, natty one.
Come on, Elk.
No, two natty ones in one combat.
Lost the target. You take a -2 circumstance penalty to attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
God.
Wow.
Everything that happening to Elk is just happenstance.
I feel like this is just the game just fucking giving you the finger.
Yeah, it really is. All right, and Famir is going to strike out against this thing, too. Because he can't roll a knowledge check.
Even if he could, he couldn't tell us what it is.
He could tell.
That would be a 24 to hit.
Yeah, that is a hit.
Yes. Shit, I'm perfect.
Remember that that weakness to piercing.
That's a 3d8 here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh my. I always forget how buff he is.
He's a buff bird.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a 6, that's a 4, it's a 4, 10, just 12, and plus, wait, forgot the strain modifier, 15.
15. Owie.
I would love for Vermeer to make a knowledge check, crush it, and be like, what happens? Vermeer just looks at Elkwood and goes, ah!
Like, yes, I understand. That was actually just one action, so he's just going to strike out again.
Okay.
He probably won't hit at all, but... 18 on the die, though, and he does have finesse, would be minus that, so 12 minus 4, so plus 8, so 18 plus 8, what is that?
26?
26.
That's a hit.
Damn.
That's only going to be 2d8.
Only 2d8.
Yeah, only 2d8, shit, so it's a 4 or 8.
plus your strength.
Yeah, I know. Plus the...
weakness.
So that'd be 12 points of damage.
Vamir kills it.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
Elk can be as fucking useless and pointless in the fight as possible. We still got Vamir.
And then the animal companion decides to.
Nadalar falls to the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nadalar falls to the ground.
How high was I?
Only 5.
You are taking. Oh, yeah. I'm on a roll for that. So, wait, you take.
2 damage.
Yeah. So, yeah. You take 2 points of damage.
That's from here, I guess. Duncan rips out its throat or something. Just...
Okay. It is now the bottom one's turn. It's the one directly in front of Kezra here. It's going to do the same thing, attack from above there on you, Kezra.
Uh-huh.
With a 27 to hit.
Yep.
All right. For 21 points of damage.
Jeez.
16 points of damage. Some of the stone chips off.
And then after that, he is going to... you are grabbed as well, which means he's going to drink blood again.
Fuck you.
So you are drained some more.
Do I go up... Do I go to drain too?
Victim becomes drain one, and this thing deserves.
The archives are incomplete.
Drinking blood from a creature that's already drained increases the victim's drain value by 1, but doesn't restore any HP. He restores HP.
Well, it turns out if it's not in the archives, it doesn't exist.
Shut up.
All right.
So do you not just recover from drain? Like, if you go drain one, a turn passes, you don't get rid of it?
No, drain is only repaired by sleeping.
Yep.
That sucks.
Top one that has Benson grab still, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He is also going to drain blood.
Okay.
Yeah, sadly, drain is reduced by 1 every time you sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
Drain is bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hurry, so, get some blood, just pump it into him. Like, that's all
you
need.
You are drained. He feels a little bit better. And then he is going to...
Did I just see a plus 50?
No.
Okay.
It looks like plus 20.
I thought it said plus 50.
No.
Jake's just like, shut up.
If I can turn that off.
Excuse me?
No, we've never been drained before, so I think this is a good time to actually explain what drain is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Explain drain.
When a creature successfully drains your blood or life force, you become less healthy. Drain always includes a value. You take a status penalty equal to your drain value on con-based checks, such as fortitude saves. You also lose a number of hit points equal to your level, minimum 1, times the drained value. and your maximum hit points are reduced by the same amount. So your max hit points and your current hit points are dropped by the same amount. Oof. For example, if you are hit by an effect that inflicts drain 3 and you are a third level character, you lose 9 hit points and reduce your max by 9. So we're 7th level characters and I'm drained 2. So my max hit points are reduced by 14 and I'm down and I lose 14 hit points.
Yeah.
Yeah, each time you get a full night's rest, your drain value decreases by 1. Your hit points don't immediately recover, but your max hit points recover.
Right. Yep.
Drain sucks.
And there's no way to, like, heal it otherwise?
Yeah. There is but it's, like, you know, it's pretty high level.
It's like
one,
restoration.
The one way to heal... I mean, have you ever heard the tale of Dark Plagueis the Wise?
God damn it.
Bring it out again.
John, go stand in the other room. Your wife wants you.
Alright, so the thing that just bit directly into Benson is going to start climbing through the trees with him on his claw.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
10, 15, 20.
No!
And use the last action to continue holding on.
It is genuinely so easy for me to break out of this stupid grapple.
He just rolled terribly. Yeah.
How high up is he now?
Just 20.
Yeah, well, he would have gone down 50, so he's... Yeah, so he's back up to 20 feet in the canopy.
Okay.
Yep.
Or he's custom winged pulled back down.
What?
Yeah, with Benson attached to his hand. Adelar, it's your turn.
Kezra, do you need healing?
Help Benson.
Alright.
You can do something cool. Do it now.
All right, so I already cast the blood spray curse on that one. I do have vital beacon on you. I'm feeling pretty fine with where I am. I think I am going to spend 2 actions and cast a searing light as Adelar calls out, "Power! Unlimited power!"
Oh, jeez. It's not even lightning.
I know, I don't have lightning magic.
I see your advance. I'll check that.
Oh, man.
What?
23.
You have a hero point.
23 against the bottom one?
No, the top one. Benson's one.
Oh, yeah, that is that's a miss.
Okay.
I know it's AC now.
That really sucks. All right, I have 1 action left. I think I had 1 thing I was going to do. Oh, wait, no. I have life connection going, so that's fine. He's out of my range of my guidance. I feel like I should chase him just in case I need to stay in range, so.
Yeah.
I shall chase.
Yeah, you sound so bored.
Yeah, don't sound so pissed off.
Oh, I gotta chase.
Fine.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Alright, that is my turn.
Okay. Alright. Top of round 4, Sir Benson Black.
Benson's really pissed off because, you know, he should be able to break out of this easy, and he knows anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering, so we're gonna try this one more time. There we go. There we go. That's a 28.
That is a success.
Okay.
I don't know. Just sees your anger. He's like, good. Your anger, it brings you focus.
And you fall and take 10 damage.
Yeah.
Ow. It is bludgeoning, so I know you have resistance, so whatever.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, you struggle out and go, ah!
Well, if you think he's mad now, I mean, Benson literally saw camera footage of Kezra killing younglings, so.
I didn't kill younglings.
He was.
Who's giving that lie?
Kezra is guilty about a lot. I don't think that's one of them.
I kill children.
Okay, I can't actually reach the thing because it's 20 feet up, right?
Yes, yeah, because it's not 20 feet up.
So I'm just going to move back over here and raise my shield.
All right.
Please heal me.
To take a defensible position. I mean, that's
Kezra.
Oh shit, you're by yourself, Kez. That's not good.
He's
well, not fine because he's grabbed.
You're grabbed.
Yeah.
Too?
Yes.
Great.
Burning dive.
But the thing is, they're 20 feet in the air, which is the annoying thing.
Yeah,
I can hit both of them with my breath weapon.
Oh. Do it.
Oh, that's cool.
Do it. Yeah.
Kill it.
So DC 5. Got it. Roll a reflex save.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Which is their best save.
It is their best. The one directly in front of you got a 36.
Jeez.
He's fine.
Second one, 21.
Fail. So the second one, the one that John, I guess, was dealing with,
yeah,
takes 23 damage.
Okay. Very cool.
He's yeah. been pretty hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
I don't know about what Jake did. I was like, wait, what?
With my last action, I'll try to break out of this bitch.
Yeah.
I'm strong. I'm athletic.
You're yeah. a strong.
Benson's not the only tough guy here. With a natural 3, he is.
That's how the first two rounds went for me.
Yeah. So, yep, I don't break out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, after that, it comes to Elk.
That one's dead, thankfully. Yep. So, between the two of them, does one look bloodier than the other?
You saw the one on top just took a bunch of damage from... just took a bunch of damage from the lightning.
The top one?
Yes, the top okay. one, yeah.
But the one at the bottom has grabbed... Kezra's yes. still in his grasp.
Correct, yeah. And he seems okay.
Seems perfectly fine. Okay. Because I'm thinking... Yeah, okay. He's going to use Hunt Prey on the bottom one.
Okay.
And he's going to take two actions. He's just going to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Negates that -2 from the freaking fail. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That's so stupid. 19.
19 total?
Yeah.
Nah, miss. What's with your dice today, man? What's going on over there?
Don't know. Let's see if Amira gets like a natural 20.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
Technically flanking with Kezra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm threatening it.
Yeah.
And he's gonna swing.
Good lord, man. What's wrong with you?
Not one, it's a 7, though.
I feel like I need to give you 19. One of my dice.
No!
No!
But some of them work well. Some of them just don't. So, that's it.
Yeah, dude, you see that turn? That turn made Vermeer make that frown. It's a shame. People can't hear that, but that was a funny joke. Wait, see that. It was a funny joke.
Oh, well, the figure we're using for him.
Yeah. He's just angry.
All right, so it is the creature that has Kezra grabbed right now. Let's see. Yeah, he'll go ahead and... oh, man, does he want to drink blood again?
Please don't. It's going to take 3 days to recover from that.
What if no. I said please?
Such a ridiculous thing.
Nope, he's feeling tip-top shape, so I think he's just going to bite into you, actually. That's a good point. Alright, so with his jaws look like metal, almost. They look like they're made of iron.
Ugh. God, I wonder what the hell this creature is.
If only there was a way to know.
I know, right?
If only.
Oh, I might do it next turn. I don't know.
We would know.
You haven't even asked what kind of check it is, either. It doesn't...
I thought you said nature check.
No, I said nature check.
Oh. Yeah. So it could be Arcana check. You never know. These could be magical.
I'm Kelly, and I know everything.
Could be an Arcana check. Could be a religion check.
Wow.
These could be religious.
It's a 21 to hit?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Grabbed.
Yes. 12 points of piercing.
7 points of piercing.
Yep. Man, the stone skin's saving your ass.
I know.
It's awesome. Such a great spell.
It's like stone skin's one of the best spells in the game.
All right.
Weird.
Second attack. 17.
Yes.
Yes. And then he's going to drag you and start walking away, or start climbing away. 10, 15, 20.
God, and man. Then drop me.
Oh, shoot, you're right.
Oh! Oh, shit. Action economy.
Yes, he will drop you then.
He'll drop me over there.
Yeah.
He moved me and then he threw me on the ground.
Yes.
I don't want you anymore.
I'll take
go away.
Damage from falling.
Oh, I don't want you anymore. Go away.
Top one.
I love stone skin.
Yeah, it's an absurdly good spell.
It's like five, resistance 5 doesn't seem like a lot, but over like 3 rounds, it's like it's actually a good amount.
You save yourself from 15 damage.
He is going to reach down and try to swipe at Benson.
Fair enough.
You have your shield up?
I have a reaction.
So. No, you moved over to Adelar and Rose's shield.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I do have it up.
So, 33 to hit.
God, that still hits.
Damn.
You're hitting Benson. This is not supposed to happen.
You take...
Well, unless a natural 20, he probably can't crit me.
18 points of slashing damage.
You take 0 points of slashing damage.
Whoa. What a Chad. Whoa. What a Chad.
As the life connection has been severed, and you hear Adelar just go...
I hear him go, owie, owie.
Well, you only take 10, because he only took 10.
Yeah.
He has resistance 8 to slashing.
Oh, all right, cool.
Dope.
Shit.
Dope, bro.
And I actually get 1 HP back because I used a divine spell.
Oh, yeah. For the beads.
Yeah.
Hey, those beads add up.
Right? I have gotten 5 hit points back this battle just from those prayer beads.
Come on, hit me again.
Yep, in which case he is going... Well, he did the 2 action to grab...
That's what I was afraid of.
So the grab is mixed in with the attack from above, but that is a 2 action.
Yeah.
So he's missed a little bit of health, so I think he's going to drain you.
Yep.
Why?
Damn it.
So increase your drained, and he'll gain a little bit.
Yeah, but what if I don't?
You know, I never asked that. But what if I didn't?
What if I just make more blood real quick?
Yeah.
I said, can Alar just do some quick medicine, like heal? blood transfusion.
If I use vampiric touch, can I get my blood back?
Oh, you separate the blood. I just want mine back.
Right. Just mine.
Adelar, it's your turn.
Okay. I need to, think about this. Kezra's on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I call out to Kezra. Kezra, I need you to get closer to me. And I hold.
Oh. Okay.
Mm.
Fun fact.
You're out of range.
I told you what my health was at. I'm currently at full health.
How?
The drain.
Oh!
I was like, wait, what?
My full health is currently 85.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. No, because you lose the same amount of hit points when you're drained.
Oh.
You lose the hit points and your max hit points fall.
Okay.
Yep. So, if you're drained 2, then you're down...
I'm drained 3.
You're drained 3, so you're down 21 health and 21 max health.
Oh.
I just... Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so that's where that damage comes from, then. Yeah, okay.
So,
you take the damage and the max
health. So, you're at, 60-something health.
Okay.
Yep.
That's so grody.
All right, so you were going to hold until... So you want me to move you in initiative? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. I will move you in between... I will move you right after Kezra. In which case, it would go to... So after you, it would come to Benson, then.
Okay. So Benson just found out this guy has more midichlorians than Master Yoda.
There's no point.
Nope, no point. I don't even care anymore.
Thank you.
I might cut some of
it. We're going to get, sued.
All right. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to swing at him.
What Disney narc is going to report us, though?
Well, these guys, they start talking about Star Wars.
27.
We sue them.
27 hit.
10.
Yeah.
8 on the first D8. Oh, I thought it was a 7, but it's a 1. So, that's 15 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus 9.
There you go.
And then I'll swing again.
All right.
19 on the die.
Okay.
So, it's not going to be a crit, but that's going to be a hit. 28.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Yes.
Dude. That's another 8 on D8.
Ooh.
4. Okay. 18 points of damage.
Damn.
And with my last action, I lay on hands myself.
Okay. Does the curse happen again?
No.
Okay.
Just the first time.
Just once a turn.
Okay, once around.
All right. Okay, then.
I guess, are you fine now, or are you still...
I mean, objectively, I'm in a very bad place, but you can't raise my health much more than I just raised it.
Yep. Kezra, it's your turn.
Can you cure drained?
I stand up, unfortunately.
Oh.
I heard Adelar call. I
feel like I should cast some spells.
Do it. Follow your heart, man.
I can't reach him because he's up in the air, right?
Yeah.
He's 20 feet up, so.
I feel like we just need to start taking them all out once, basically.
I mean, you might be able to get them in a straight line if they're both up.
I think a lightning bolt I can hit them. I just can't touch them with vampiric touch.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, but the fact that their reflex saves are
the
stupid.
One that's on me has been hurt significantly.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to do another heightened lightning bolt.
Do it.
All right. Reflex saves coming out. First one got a natural one.
Hey. Whoa, shit. And I rolled really good damage.
Cool. Nice, that's what we like to hear.
Cool. Second one, the one over by Benson, got a 30 total.
Mm. That's a regular success.
Yeah, okay.
It was 39 regular damage.
Oh, my.
So that'll be...
78
damage for the crit.
Beautiful.
And then 19 damage for the success.
Right. Oh my god. Okay.
That's the one. The one closest to you got.
So you said 78 for the
12, one. 12, 10, 3, 2.
That's
goodness. If you say the first one's still alive, I'm going to attack you.
Because he drained health a few times, he is actually still alive.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
God damn.
He's been sinking his teeth in and gaining HP back. Okay, I'll tell you the one directly in front of you there, Jono.
Yeah.
Not looking great.
Jono. Mm.
Adler, your turn.
All right. Kezra didn't
78
move.
Damage. And the thing's... Okay.
Kezra, I understand your decision-making.
And he moves... I think I can just move there and get you since you're on the ground now. Yep. All right, I reach out.
Avatar, heal him! Please!
Healing coming your way. Actually, are you down more than 32?
I am not down 32 because I'm drained.
All right, well, you're at full health then.
This fight looks like it's not even that bad. It's just inconvenient. Because now we have to take days off.
Right. I was down 28 because I'm drained.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even need to roll dice and you're hitting your fully healed. All right, that's cool. My turn.
Okay.
All right.
In which case it goes to Elk.
All right, let's
Elk,
try.
Mop it up.
Try not to miss again. All
right. Double tap right now.
We're trying.
Let's see it.
Drop
okay.
them both.
So the one down at the bottom. The one right down at the bottom. 15 on the die. So that'd be plus 18. So that'd be a 33.
33 is a hit.
Nice. That's a regular hit. All right. Where's my D6s? Oh, that's 3 and D8.
Sorry, are you going to the one on the top or the one on the bottom?
Bottom.
Okay.
That would be 12 points of damage.
Okay.
At the one on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's just gonna shoot again. That would be a 14. Wow, that would actually be exactly a 24.
That is a hit, then.
That's stupid.
Nice. It dies.
Yay!
I want to roll damage. A 5.
Nobody cares about her damage. It's dead.
Okay,
now
so
quick, roll a nature check on this last one.
Yeah.
So the only one alive is the one that is barely hanging on to the vines above, in front of Benson.
Unfortunately, I don't have enough actions to hunt prey to send Vimir.
Ah.
So I use 2 actions and then the single action shot.
Mm. Okay.
Which killed it, thankfully.
Yep. This one is going to reach down and try to attack Benson.
Could just attack Adalar, you know, so, you know, maybe it gives me a wretched strike. I'm just giving you options.
No, he just sees the plate armor. He's like, you know, I won't fight that.
Yeah, that didn't taste as good. Strikeout.
Yep.
With the attack. 31.
Yeah.
All right.
He's just barely fucking hitting me.
Didn't you, you didn't do a lay on hands, just by chance?
What?
You didn't
lay on hands!
Yeah.
He doesn't hit me.
He doesn't hit you.
My AC is 32.
That's why I was like, I know I heard lay on hands.
Clutch.
Okay.
I remember things.
In which case, he is going to, run the fuck away.
No, he's not. We're gonna kill his ass.
Get back here,
Benson. Your turn.
You can't do it.
I can't catch him, and I also can't strike 20 feet in the air.
Throw your sword.
I don't know. I guess I'm just going to...
Wait, hear me out. You could like, change your weapon into a spear and then throw it.
I literally thought about that. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
So what is it, like, just one action to change it?
Yep.
And then one action to move.
Well, no, a javelin has a range of 30 feet.
But he's in the air, too.
Yeah.
So I think he'd still have to move, and then he gets one hit on him.
He's in Pythagoras.
Okay.
Yeah. Javelins are D6s, so.
Yep, they're nearly as good as that longsword.
Oh! What?
What?
Oh my god.
What?
No.
Natural 20.
Yes, John! Yes, Benson!
Kill this thing.
Eye patch for you. Triple damage. Crit effect. The target is dazzled until healed.
Yes.
Well, hopefully he's dazzled until he's dead. So.
He's very dead because he had one HP left.
Oh, what?
Are you shitting?
The way this happens is, Benson is so just pissed the fuck off. He like does the thing where it switches to a javelin, and he like reaches comically far back, slides, and throws it, and it just catches the thing right in the eye.
And it just
goes to the back of its head and just goes straight out. Oh,
and he will just scream, "If you're not with me, then you're my enemy."
God. I'll see you guys next time.
God,
jeez.
Worst episode ever.